CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So Melanie Cutting is going to talk to us about movies.
Hello. Yes, I have. I must speak of movies. It's my job. I did get to a movie this week.
That's good.
Yeah, especially because the last week I didn't get to a movie. So, since sometimes I go to two, but this is this was a kind of a normal week, and I did manage to squeeze in a movie yesterday, as a matter of fact, and it was called The Hummingbird Project.
Okay.
And it was one that I thought, oh yeah, okay, this is one that looks like I would like to see it. And there wasn't much there that I hadn't either already seen or didn't much want to see. So I'll talk a little bit about the Hummingbird Project, which turns out to be quite good.
Okay, good.
Yep, it was interesting and largely held my attention. There were only like four of us in the movie theater, but it was yesterday afternoon, and it was beautiful, and you know, people said, why would I ever want to go sit in a dark theater on the, you know, one of the few nice days that we've had recently. Anyway, so there weren't very many of us there, but that was okay. Essentially the story concerns two cousins, Vincent and Anton, and Anton is played by Alexander Skarsgård, who some people may remember from True Blood.
Okay.
He was one of the vampires. Incredibly handsome, tall, kind of Scandinavian young man, who I think is actually from the U.S. And he's doing very well these days. And his co-star is Jesse Eisenberg. And Jesse has always fascinated me. He's such an intense guy. And I think it must be that he is like that. And when they give him movie roles, he's able to tap into that intensity because that's the kind of character that he generally plays. He was the role many people would remember him from was the lead in The Social Network, where he played the Mark Zuckerberg type character. Maybe he was actually Mark Zuckerberg. Anyway, and he's just, to me, fascinating to watch. So he plays this very intense young man who works on Wall Street, and he and his cousin, who's sort of the technical guy, he does the coding for the project, and Jesse Eisenberg character, Vincent, is the salesperson, and they need a ton of money. They need investment. Unbelievable amount of investment, because their goal is to dig a tunnel, not a big tunnel, just a little tunnel, just enough size tunnel to accommodate fiber optic cable. And they want to dig it from Kansas City to New Jersey, which is like 1,000 miles.
Okay.
It's at least 1,000 miles. So it is an unbelievably ambitious project. And anyway, they get it underway. Of course, it's a movie, and they run into some fairly serious problems along the way. And certainly the interaction between the two young men is interesting. The Alexander Skarsgård character, the computer coder, is just this side of somebody who just has a lot of trouble relating to people. In fact, he's very clear. He says that what I really like to do is be left alone so I can work on my code. He does, however, have a wife and a couple of daughters. So the characters themselves are interesting. It's really just the two of them, and the third, perhaps third, not lead, but the most important secondary character is a young Quebec actor named Michael Mando. And again, for viewers or listeners who were fans of Breaking Bad, he played one of the Hispanic good bad guys mm-hmm. from that series. Anyway, he's from Montreal. He's a Quebec actor.
Okay, interesting.
And as I was looking at the credits at the end, I could see that, oh, wow, I think this was made in Quebec, because mm-hmm. there's almost everybody in the film seemed to be related to the Quebec film industry.
Okay.
And the director is a person who I think it's a guy named Kim Nguyen, who did a really well-received movie a couple of years ago called Rebelle in French. Anyway, so it has good pedigree, and it's an interesting film. It's not a film that will keep you on the edge of your seat, but I'm sorry. The one female in the movie is Salma Hayek, and she's one of, I would say, one of the three co-stars, and she's very good. She is their competition. She's mm-hmm. the former boss.
Okay.
Who feels that, well, rightly, justifiably, feels that she's been screwed by the in particular the coder. So there are some things that happen as a result of that, which is what gives the movie probably most of its action.
Mm-hmm.
Is the competition between their former boss and these two young men who are taking on this incredible task of building this fiber optic tunnel mm-hmm. for a fiber optic cable. And what's especially interesting, I had no idea about this, but I guess it's known. The idea is to get information about the stock market a millisecond faster than any other way of doing it.
Okay.
And so they needed to not only dig this 1,000-mile mm-hmm. tiny tunnel, but also they needed to have the technology to get information through the fiber optics their goal was 16 milliseconds.
Mm.
And the current best rate was like 17 milliseconds. So this is a real thing that I never knew about, is this trading that goes on based on, it's so fast that you have to be able to make your decision about whether, buy, sell, whatever, in a millisecond.
Mm.
I'm sure this is an oversimplification, and I didn't understand all of it, but the concept was, wow. And the Hummingbird project is because I think it's the 17 or 16 milliseconds is the time it takes for a hummingbird to flap its wings once.
Mm.
And if you've seen hummingbirds, mm-hmm. they're, and that's their that's their wings going. So it's in there that is the millisecond. So everything is just unbelievably fast. And for them to try and make a change in this to the tune of 1 millisecond mm-hmm. difference is highly ambitious, if not highly crazy.
Yeah, sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. was. It was quite an interesting mm-hmm. film, which I would recommend.
Mm-hmm.
It's not edge of your seat financial thriller stuff, but it is interesting, and mm-hmm. certainly the characters are wonderful, and the story, especially. I'll just give you a little hint. At some point, they are in Pennsylvania. And they need to send their little tunnel through Pennsylvania, and the property is owned by I believe they are Amish people,
mm-hmm.
and this turns out to be one of, if not their biggest stumbling block in getting this tunnel built, is having to go through the property of people who have less than zero interest in having something like this underneath their land. It's just okay. totally contrary to their ethics and their way of life and so on. So that was kind of a highlight of the movie, mm-hmm. is watching them deal with people who are polar opposites
mm-hmm.
In terms of the importance of technology.
That would be interesting.
Anyway, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so recommended. And other movies which are playing, And I think there's one that I mentioned, Five, French version of an actual English movie called 5 Feet Apart, about mm-hmm. the two young people who both have cystic fibrosis and in fact can't really be together, because it would mean that their conditions would get much, much worse. Mm. So I haven't seen that. I'm not so sure that it is one that I will see. I don't think it's my demographic. Not that I'm opposed to breaking out of my demographic once in a while to see movies that I think would be fun or interesting, but this one I'm not so sure. But okay. In any event, it's about two quite sick young people who, I guess, fall in love, but then mm-hmm. can't spend any time together. So, other movies that are still there, let's see. So we have Captain Marvel. And Captain Marvel is really good. It's a really good Marvel movie. I don't know if you have great interest in Marvel movies. I haven't liked every single one of them, but I did like this one, and not least because the principal character is, of course, a woman, mm-hmm. Captain Marvel. Okay, there's the 5 Feet Apart one that I mentioned. The other one, which is still there and which I do highly recommend for kids and others, is How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, which is a feature-length cartoon, but it's a really good feature-length cartoon. And there is a horror film.
Okay.
There's a horror movie there.
Horror movies, no.
Regular listeners know how I feel about horror movies. Mm-hmm. But it's gotten just excellent reviews.
Really?
Yep. Okay. Yep. And it's one from this former comedian, Jordan Peele, who's just somehow killing it in, so to speak, in movies, horror okay. movies. This mm-hmm. is his second one, and it's doing probably as well as the first one, which was called Get Out. Anyway, so for horror movie aficionados, this one called Us is, it's doing really well. Mm-hmm. And that is there, it's there now. And other movies that are coming very soon, upcoming movies, this is all on the website, mm-hmm. which is quite a good website.
Good.
Okay, so on when you're listening to this on Friday, the Disney film Dumbo, which is a remake, it's a mostly live action remake of the cartoon that goes back to when I was a kid, about an elephant who has huge ears, and as a result of a baby elephant, mm-hmm. as a result of those huge ears, is able to fly.
Oh, okay.
So Dumbo is, again, one I think I won't see. Mm-hmm. But certainly if you have kids, and if the kids are a little bit, won't get upset about mm-hmm. Having the famous scene where Dumbo is separated from his mom. It's like, anyway, it's I'm sure the production values are excellent, and the movie is eventually kind of uplifting. But mm-hmm. anyway, as I said, I am not likely to see that. So that's opening 29th, which I guess for you is maybe today. And that's kind of it until next week in terms of new movies coming in English. Mm-hmm. And current movies that they have there, as I've said, there's ones that I have seen and would recommend, and some that I have not seen and probably won't, so you're on your own. And the one that's the Hummingbird Project, which I just saw, mm-hmm. recommended. The horror movie is, I believe, it's there now. So that would be one that, if you like horror movies, go see this one. So that's that. Just a note here that starting on April 4th.
Okay.
And in fact, it says April 4th, but the April 4th regular movies at the Maison de Cinema, I think, are essentially at least during the day, they're there. But starting the evening, at least the evening of April 4th and continuing until the 11th of April, is the Maison de Cinemas Festival Cinéma du Monde de Sherbrooke.
Okay, that's popular.
It's very popular, extremely popular. It's the 6th edition.
Okay.
And I think every year they just keep doing it better.
Mm, nice.
Adding, you know, adding more features. Mm-hmm. The movies that they show are not always at, literally in the Maison de Cinema. Sometimes they're screened elsewhere. But there will be 130 screenings from 45 different countries. And there will be 20 events as part of this
that's kind of elaborate festival.
Mm-hmm. So there's two ways you can get more information about this. Mm-hmm. One is to stop off at the Maison. I suspect they're available elsewhere, but certainly at the Maison de Cinema, you can get a brochure which has really everything you need to know if you like hard copies, mm-hmm. things on paper. And the other way to find out more about the festival, what the movies are, when they are, and so on, is to go to their special festival website.
Okay.
And if you have a pencil and paper, it's fcms.ca, which, of course, stands for Festival Cinéma du Monde de Sherbrooke. So fcms.ca.
Okay.
Everything you ever wanted to know about the mm-hmm. about the festival. So there are, 45 countries, there's going to be some, you know, movies in maybe every language on the planet. And there are certainly some in English,
mm-hmm.
and some that are not in English but have subtitles in English and so on. I did notice, looking through the brochure, that there's one movie which I just saw on television, because
really?
It was one that had, I think it had been here a while ago, mm-hmm. and then it left, about the young man who climbed, it's called Free Solo.
Okay.
Free Solo. And Alex Honegger, I think, is the climber who climbs. Free Solo means it's just you. There's mm-hmm. no ropes. There's no there's no net there. If you fall, you fall to your death.
Oh, wow.
And so watching it can be a little bit stressful, mm-hmm. a little bit dizzying. And I saw it on my home screen. But if you go to the Festival Cinéma du Monde, you can watch it on what probably be a huge screen.
Okay.
And it's probably even more exciting and stressful when you do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because his goal, he'd been doing this for a number of years, and he's mm-hmm. probably mid to late 20s.
Wow.
And his goal was to climb El Capitan, which is a cliff face in Yosemite.
Okay.
Which, my understanding is that no one had done this free solo.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to have ropes and mm-hmm. and clamps and all that sort of stuff, but it's mm-hmm. just you and your little container of chalk to keep you dry and funny what look like ballet slippers. It was very good. So I absolutely recommend this one. If you happen to want to see it on a very big screen, do see Free Solo. If you don't want to spend a little money and go see it at the Maison de Cinema as part of their Festival Cinéma du Monde, then I think I saw it on Netflix.
Okay.
Or anyway, one of those. It's on a channel, and it's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, one of the reasons that it's been doing so well is it won a documentary, the Academy Award for best documentary.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess we know that it turns out okay.
And it turns out okay. Like, you don't have to worry about watching someone fall to a splattery death, which is good. So last thing I'll say in regard to the festival is here in the brochure, it tells you that the films are being shown at La Maison du Cinéma, obviously. Mm-hmm. Also, the Centre Culturel de l'Université de Sherbrooke. They mm-hmm. have a beautiful theater there.
Oh, nice.
The Le Capsule Bistro Cinema, which I think is what they've set up actually at the Maison du Cinéma. They're using one of their larger lobbies
for
a little bistro thing.
Neat.
At the Musée des Beaux-Arts de Sherbrooke, mm-hmm. at our local Centennial Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Also at the Musée de la Nature et des Sciences. They're places all over the place. Pizzicato.
They just
figure, you know, if you can have a screen set up there, then...
Yeah.
We can show a movie.
That's huge. Yeah. It's a great time of the year for that.
It's huge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I have friends who have gone for a number of years, maybe since the beginning. And mm-hmm. this is something that they look forward to all year is to be able to have a peek at all the different movies and venues and select which ones to go to.
I can understand that.
Anyway. So that's it for me. Make some time to go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's an inexpensive way to spend some time and not much money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you won't regret it.
Good. Well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.